This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, and Dr. Mander, M like Mary, A-A, N like November, D like David, E-R, fax 616-754-9152, regarding Frank Wynn, W-Y-N-N, date of birth 4/19/1964. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Wynn with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was May 8th of this year. His weight is up 7 pounds over the last 6 months. And he's going to have a thyroid nodule removed in February in Midland Hospital. His question was whether his kidney function will affect his ability to have surgery. And it will not. Medications such as anesthesia may need to be adjusted based on GFR. And, of course, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs should be avoided, as well as the use of Demerol. But otherwise, he will be able to have the planned surgery in February. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current edema. Medication list is reviewed. He is anticoagulated with warfarin. And also he's on low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 238 pounds. Pulse is 52 and regular. Blood pressure, 118 over 80 today. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/25/24. Creatinine is slightly higher than previous levels, 1.94 with estimated GFR of 39. Last year it was as high as 1.8. And then it's been fluctuating in between 1.5 and then the 1.94 as the highest level so far. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.6. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.6. Hemoglobin is 16.1 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine level this in September. And we have asked him to get labs in November again to recheck the levels. There are no symptoms, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no respiratory distress, and no edema. Hopefully the level will get back to the previous 1.5, 1.6 range. And then we will plan on doing labs every 3 months or more often if needed. And 2, congestive heart failure without exacerbation. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin, rate controlled with amlodipine and metoprolol. And the patient in 4 is hypertension, well controlled on current medications. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.